Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Hello and welcome in to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is the only reward. I am here with the crew today. We got Nick, Brian, Scott, Kelly, and I am Andy, your host. What's going on today, boys?
Hey-o.
What's happening?
Yeah, ready to go.
Ciao.
It's a special week. It's
a special we're ready to do this
group.
Very special week.
You know it. All right. Well, today we're getting into it. We're getting into the sizzling, hot trivia of all things July. Now, I realize that might sound a little bit weird, but here is the breakdown. We're ultimately going to be focusing on the month of July because it's very important to the most important people in the room.
Agreed.
It's birthday week.
Birthday week.
Yeah. Yay. So unfortunately, Kelly and Brian were born in the wrong month. Kelly in February, Brian in April, if I have that right.
You do.
For the rest of us, we were born in the same, not in the same week. We all are in different years, but our birthdays are 2 days apart from one another. Mm-hmm. And we're smack dab in the middle of it as we speak.
That's right.
All right. So today we'll be talking all things July. July is the seventh month of the Gregorian calendar. It is named after Julius Caesar, who was born in this very month. This midsummer month in the Northern Hemisphere is often associated with warmth, vacations, and vibrant celebrations. Globally, July marks various significant events, including Canada Day on July 1st, Bastille Day on July 14th, and France commemorating the French Revolution. Obviously, we have Independence Day here in America, but most importantly, it is the birth month of Scott, Andy, and Nick.
Yeah, baby.
Sorry, boys.
Quick question.
Yep.
Julius Caesar, it's named after him. He was born this month. What was it called before then? What was it before him then?
Yeah.
Nobody?
Anybody know?
I got no idea.
I got nothing.
We might have to look that up.
Yeah. We might need
I'm curious about that.
April?
April?
They just called it April then? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, with its long daylight hours and warm weather, July is a popular month for outdoor activities, festivals, and cultural events, making it a vibrant and dynamic period in many parts of the world. So, with that in mind, birthday week is the general theme that leads us into our question of the day. Scotty, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Just celebrated your birthday. Our birthday's a big deal in your house.
Yes and no. So, our family has a family dinner every Thursday night, extended local family.
Very cool.
So whenever the birthday occurs, it gets rolled into the closest family dinner. Uh-huh. So my birthday was, you know, a couple days ago. Doesn't matter unless it's on family dinner night. That's not probably happening. So, yeah, I would say not really a big deal in that respect.
Do you make a big deal out of it when it's someone else's birthday in your house?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's just a day.
Just another day.
Lucky lady.
Nick, you've got 17 children or something.
Do you Give guys, or take.
I mean, you pretty much celebrate every day of the week.
So it's a kind of a yes or no, like similar to Scotty. The house I grew up in, birthdays were special, but, you know, wasn't that big of a deal.
Because there's so many of you.
Yes.
Right.
But my wife, on the other hand, goes over the top with it. It's a very big deal to her. It's huge to her. Yeah. I think all of you have been to at least one of Liz's birthday parties. I mean, sometimes there's a pinata. I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm surprised we haven't had ponies so far. But she makes a very big deal about
yeah.
it. For me, it's a day. Celebrate the person, you know. But I don't think you need a party and all that stuff. You know, just make it special for that person.
I feel like as dads, though, that's our role, right? I mean, it's to downplay our own. Maybe build up the others in the house, at least when they're children and things of that nature. Brian, growing up, did you look forward to your birthday every year? One thing I always paid attention to was the fact that mine was in the summer. And so I wasn't ever in school when my birthday rolled around. And I always wanted it to be. Of course, the people that were in school wanted the day off. So where'd you lie on that?
Yeah, I look forward to it, but it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I think it's important to make the person feel good, but yeah. Like, I mean, Scott and I are obviously same family, so it's not that. Now, when they celebrate mine, it's a little bigger of a deal, well, obviously. Sure. But for the most part, no, it's not that big.
No, I'm his one and only brother, and I don't even know what day it is.
That's not real. It's
right.
Sometime in July.
October 3?
October. No, I
I'm on the opposite end of the calendar here.
I don't know it. I really don't.
Yeah. No?
Oh.
No.
That's okay.
Kelly, do you know Brian's birthday?
Yes.
Okay. What about you? Growing up in your house, did your family make a big deal out of your birthday? Did you carry that on with your own kids?
It wasn't a huge deal. You know, I mean, obviously you woke up in the morning, had some presents. Other than that, like as I get older, I don't really care about it. But I do like to do something special for my kids. Just make them feel special, you know. 6 is a big one. 7's a big one. 8's a big one.
Then you hit double digits, and it's about every fifth one or so, right?
Yeah. After 18, it's just the important ones. Insurance goes down.
Yeah.
21. Right. That's a good one.
Absolutely. And so...
Now, Kelly is the youngest, so by the time you get to the youngest, parents don't care anymore.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Correct. Parents don't seem to care as much, but I think they spend more money then. By the time you get to the youngest, it always seems like...
Because they're spoiled?
Well, there is more money.
They're spoiled. Yeah.
I just thought they've lost interest at that point. Like, whatever.
Well, they're just like, we're not going to throw a party. We'll just buy him some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just buy him some stuff, and he'll be happy, and we'll leave us alone.
We'll do that with a middle child.
Yeah, that's right.
They're like, you're still here?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, very good. In my house, there was a tradition. My mom always made sure that we were served breakfast in bed. On her birthday. It was something that she always established. She had a special breakfast in bed tray. You got it sometimes when you were sick, just on a whim. But every year you counted on your birthday getting your breakfast.
What was your meal of choice?
I don't have a clue. As you asked that question, I was even starting to think of what I would have requested. I have
just shows how memorable things are.
That's something we both
memories.
Birthday was such a big deal. Yeah. Couldn't tell you what I did. Yeah.
That's something we both failed to mention in our family. So whoever's birthday it is, they either pick what they want for dinner and that'll be made, or where you want to go. Mm-hmm. So whoever's birthday it is, if they want to go here, we go there. If they want, you know, steak, they get steak.
We often did that when we were kids. My mom would do that. You know, we'll go to a particular restaurant for you, or we would go to the toy store for you to pick out your gift or something like that. Yeah.
You had to pick out your own gift?
Yeah.
That's no fun, man.
No, it is. It is fun. Like, I mean, imagine going, however old I was, going to, Toys R Us.
Oh, well, that's and true. It's, the whole store is yours.
Yeah, and you take the whole family, and everybody's, like, messing with the toys and stuff, and you're trying to pick out that one.
So at 16, you go to the dealership? Like, that's what I want.
That would have been cool. Didn't happen that way, but it would have been cool.
Scott's dinner for the past 20 years has been ballpark hot dogs.
Oh, that's right.
If you see him with
half
one,
dozen,
just know he's already got one down.
That's right.
I love it. All right. Well, very good. Thanks, fellas. We're going to jump right into today's trivia. It's time for our main event, our 10-question trivia game on all things July. Here's how it works. I'll read the question aloud. You will write your answers on your whiteboards. And when I say reveal, you'll show us your answers. If you get it right, you earn a point. If you don't, we'll probably make fun of you. So let's see who ends up on top today. All right. Question number one. If you were born in July, you might be lucky enough to have a vibrant red gemstone as your birthstone. What is it? Now, this has a clue in it specifically for our wrong birthdayed havers in the room.
Don't like it.
You don't like it? You don't like that they got it?
Yeah, come on.
My stone is a diamond.
I believe January is also a red stone.
Quick game and who's clues.
We can now eliminate the red diamonds in the room.
We won't be doing any April.
No. Yeah. No April. Trivious. Sorry, Brian. That's right. It's not significant enough. Right. Actually, that's not true. My son's birthday is in April. So
good facts.
Yeah.
April. Yeah.
Are there really?
Fantastic if you want to know.
Every year when you look back, it rains.
Yes, sir.
That's the history of April.
If you were born in July, you might be lucky enough to have this vibrant red gemstone as your birthstone. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
What do we got? Everybody's got a ruby. That's great. That is the correct answer. Rubies have been revered for centuries as symbols of passion, protection, and prosperity. Ancient cultures believed that rubies could boil water or even make the wearer invincible in battle. Talk about a powerful birthstone. Mm-hmm. Birthstones, zodiac signs, things like that, does that carry any significance for the July birthdays in the room?
Not even a little bit.
Yeah. No. But my high school class ring, nice red ruby in there.
In honor of
mine
your
too.
Birthday.
Yeah, yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I believe so.
I couldn't get a class ring because mm-hmm. I wanted the most expensive one. And if he wasn't, my dad wasn't going to buy it for me, then I didn't want anything at all.
So. Mm. Prima donna.
It's all you, Hammer. That's why I don't have a. That's why I don't have a ring. All right. All right, ready to move on? Question number two. This literary giant gave us The Old Man and the Sea and A Farewell to Arms. Which American novelist was born on July 21st, the best birth date of the year, in 1899? This literary giant gave us The Old Man and the Sea and A Farewell to Arms. Which American novelist was born on July 21st, 1899? I've been to his house.
And I know where that is.
Yeah. You're that's a reader, Nick?
It's a no, I've less than five books in my entire life. I've read with my eyes. I've read a few with my ears.
He listens to books.
Yes, yeah, I will. I will read books with my ears, but actually reading a book cover to cover, the actual words, it's got to be less than five.
Really?
Yeah.
Words.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like yes. like 50 or anything like that. Yeah.
Not many.
Yeah. But I do have a few books that have made an impact on me. They're just...
Name one.
Fictional. The Martian.
Oh, you mentioned that one before.
Magnificent yeah. sciencing in that book.
I'm a Dan Brown fan.
Science bro.
Yes. Yeah. That's one of the few books I've read is some of the Dan Brown. Actually, I maybe haven't read all the Dan Brown books. I listened to the last two. Maybe three of the Dan Brown books I've read with my eyes.
Good stuff.
All right. Moving on. This literary giant gave us The Old Man and the Sea and A Farewell to Arms. Let's reveal our answers. We've got Ernest Hemingway across the board. I am very, very impressed as this is the correct answer. Hemingway's writing style, characterized by its economy and understatement, had a significant influence in 20th century fiction. His adventurous life included stints as an ambulance driver in World War I, a journalist in the Spanish Civil War, and a big game hunter in Africa, a true larger-than-life character.
So I wanted to point out, I had a mug of beer on my answer, because he wasn't known for only writing.
Yeah, fair enough.
He could hold his liquor.
Yeah, and he's got quite a spread with, I think, a ton of cats now. Is that right? Didn't cats take over the house in Key West?
Correct.
Yeah.
No kid.
Weird guy.
Old cat lady.
Yeah.
Learned a lot about Hemingway tonight. Feel good about that.
You can take that with you. All right, moving on to question number three. The happiest place on earth opened its doors on July 17th, 1955. Where can you find Mickey, Minnie, and a whole lot of magic?
The name of the location or the city and state?
We want the location itself. Okay. The park, I don't think, is giving anything away.
Nope.
Wait,
the destination, not the city, not the state. We want the actual...
The name of the place.
The name of the place. Okay. The happiest place on earth opened its doors on July 17th, 1955. Where can you find Mickey, Minnie, and a whole lot of magic? There's a nuance here.
Mm-hmm.
The happiest place on earth. Opened its doors on July 17th, 1955. Looks like everybody's ready. Let's see them. Scott's got Disneyland. Nick's got Disneyland. Kelly's got Disneyland. And Brian has got Disney World, unfortunately.
Disneyland.
Disneyland is and what or was Walt Disney's brainchild, a place where children and adults alike could escape into the world of fantasy.
I've been to Disneyland twice, but never Disney World.
How about that?
I should know better.
You should have known better.
Yeah.
Since its opening, the park has grown to become one of the most visited theme parks in the world, with millions of visitors each year. It is truly magical. I have never been to Disneyland.
Disneyland.
I've never been there either. I don't think I'll ever go.
I've been there a couple times.
I've been to Disney World. It was not a wonderful
experience. I went to Disney World about a couple weeks ago, and it'll be a long time before I go back.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got to save, you know, your fortune back so that you can afford a water.
Was it expensive?
Yeah, just a tick. Goodness. You been to Disneyland, Brian? Or yeah. Disney World? No, you just said, right? You hadn't been to Disney World.
Twice, I believe, but never to Disney World. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember it? What, I mean, were you old enough to remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Last time I went, I was 16 years old. Oh, okay. So I remember it very well.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on to question number four. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. In which year did NASA's Apollo 11 mission land the first humans on the moon in the month of July? Deep, deep thinking happening here.
If they landed.
If they landed. Yes. We're going to assume for a moment that the conspiracy theory is just that, a conspiracy theory. I do not want to get into those ins and outs. So what? Let's rephrase the question. In which year did NASA claim? that'll stir up a whole rat's nest.
Is there a plus or minus on this one?
No, this one's a pretty famous event, so I don't think I'm ready to give a plus or minus on this one. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. In which year did NASA's Apollo 11 mission land the first humans on the moon? It was in the month of July. Nick's still chewing on it. You got it.
I wrote something down. Yeah, I'm trying to use some benchmarks in that decade to determine if it's before or after something.
Made a prominent appearance.
I didn't think I'm close. I'm in the right decade, at least, I think.
Okay. Do you remember which president promised to get us to the moon?
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to put that out there. That could be a hint to someone.
Well, that's true.
I don't want to give any hints. He said, I don't get it. But that president is one of those benchmarks I was using.
Aha.
Yeah.
Understood. Scotty, you think you're ready for an answer?
No, I'm hemming and... Well, yeah, sure. I'm hemming and hawing on the last number, obviously.
Okay.
I believe it's hemming and hawing, not hamming.
Well, I had ham really for dinner.
Like he's hungry.
Always thinking sandwiches.
One last time. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. In which year did NASA's Apollo 11 mission land the first humans on the moon in the month of July? Let's see them. Brian's got 1969. Kelly at 1963. The doctor at 64. We've got Nick at 1968. There is a correct answer in the room.
69.
It is 1969. Well done, Brian. Is anybody keeping score?
Son of a biscuit.
I'm keeping my score.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian just tied it up.
The Apollo 11 mission was a landmark achievement in human history. Neil Armstrong's famous words as he stepped onto the lunar surface marked the pinnacle of scientific and exploratory accomplishment. The mission inspired generations to look to the stars and dream big. Pretty monstrous, and yeah, I can't say that I've really dove into whether or not it actually happened. It's not really something I care too much about, although it is curious why we haven't gone back in, you know, whatever, 50 years. Mm-hmm.
But anyway. I mean, have you been there?
Maybe, but I don't remember it, I guess.
Seeing pictures, it doesn't seem like there's a lot going on.
No. They play golf, I think, and got cars up there and stuff. All right, question number five. We'll get a score update after this one. I'm sure everybody will have another one to their tally. Mm. Flying solo across the Atlantic in July of 1927, this aviator became an American hero. Who was he? Flying solo.
One more time.
Flying solo across the Atlantic in July of 1927. This aviator became an American hero. Name him. Lots of thinking. So there is a slight leading hint in this one, ever so slight, if you are maybe dancing between a couple of answers. How you feel, Nick?
Not great.
Aviation is not a specialty. You were at one point involved in aviation.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit.
Okay.
Quite a bit. But that doesn't mean I know who crossed the Atlantic in 1927.
All right.
You should.
I should?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know.
It's an iconic moment in, yeah, in history.
I don't think it's as common.
The name's escaping me.
I don't know.
So what's their movie?
I'm sure there were plenty of movies.
Pretty big though about it, like in the 90s or 2000s.
Definitely a big deal. I don't know what you're referencing exactly.
Okay, we'll find out here, man. Whatever.
All right, let's read it one more time. Flying solo across the Atlantic in July of 1927, this aviator became an American hero. Who was he? Ready? Let's reveal. Nick Scott Lindbergh. Scott Charles Lindbergh. We got Kelly with Lindbergh. Brian with the one of the Wright brothers. God. He only put Wright down, so only one of the two.
Yeah, we said he, so.
And he, so but, Amelia Earhart's kind of the other, you know, over the ocean famous person. Of course,
when he first started talking about it, I was thinking her first. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, disappeared. That's
I even wrote an A on my whiteboard.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought it was, yeah.
But so he, the correct answer is?
Charles Lindbergh. Nice. Charles Lindbergh's solo transatlantic flight in the Spirit of St. Louis made him an international celebrity overnight. The journey, which took 33 and a half hours, was fraught with danger. But it was also showcased the potential of aviation and spurred advancements in the field.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Moving on to question number 6.
Hold on, before we do that, we got to do a score recap.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Nick. Yeah,
that's what I said.
Yeah, oh, I got
Yeah.
Very good.
So, currently, Brian has 3. Nick, Scott, and Kelly all have 4.
Very nice.
Neck and neck.
A tight race.
Doing very well, I have to say. All right. Any further questions?
I think there's 5 more.
Yeah, there are.
I think that's the format, right? It's 10? 10 total?
So we agreed on the format here.
Are we changing this already?
Was I supposed to write 5 more?
I thought so.
If we can come up with some off the cuff here.
Okay.
You guys ready? Question number 6. He painted Starry Night and left us far too soon on July 29th, 1890. Which tortured artist am I talking about? He painted the ever-famous Starry Night and left us far too soon on July 29th, 1890. Which tortured artist? There's a key word in there.
Aren't all artists a little bit tortured?
Is
that their thing?
Pretty good representation.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a good one.
Community, isn't it?
If you're a good artist.
Yeah. It's that turmoil, that inner turmoil that creates the art, I guess.
That's why I can't draw for anything. I don't have any inner
turmoil. You're not tortured? Turmoil.
I'm not tortured enough.
We can work on that, I guess.
I should be a great artist.
Married with kids, you know. I figured you'd have a little more, you know, torment.
You're producing art right now, Nicholas.
Yes.
Right? Broadcasting.
I'll take that.
Art.
I'll take that. I feel good about it.
Yeah. Nick, excuse me. Scotty, you had a pretty quick response. You feel pretty strong about this?
I do not.
No? Did I?
I feel like it's in there somewhere in my brain, but I'm going with this.
Okay, very good. Brian, Kelly, guys ready?
I thought I was
still
right.
Still thinking?
No, I think I'm wrong. I wrote down something, but we're going to roll.
We're going to roll with it. All right, let's give it a reveal. Scotty, we got Monet. Nick and Kelly, we have Vincent van Gogh. Monet for Brian. The Quita brothers, unfortunately, think alike and think incorrectly. It is, in fact, Vincent van Gogh. Vincent van Gogh's life was marked by intense emotion and creativity, resulting in some of the most beloved works of art in history. Despite his struggles with mental illness, Van Gogh's legacy endures through his vibrant, emotive paintings that continue to captivate audiences worldwide. I had the pleasure of going to a exhibit over across the river there.
I went to that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah. My wife is an art history man. Oh, yes. Well, art isn't for everyone there, doctor. That's true. I realize. All right. Moving on. Question number 7. About 150 million of these are consumed every year on July 4th. What are they? Name it. About 150 million of these are consumed every year on July 4th. Came up with a quick one there, Doc.
Yeah, but by the time you read it a third time,
my brain starts playing tricks on you.
Yep.
I have two I'm thinking of, and I don't know which one to go with.
Did you write them both down, and you're going to mark one off?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that strategy.
Yeah. I just don't know which one to go with. 150 million.
About 150 million of these are consumed every year on July 4th.
I have two answers also, and they are both correct.
Wow.
They're okay. Both correct?
You're blowing my mind here. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah. I'll
stick Brian, you feel good?
Ooh, sorry. I'm new at this.
Yeah, I feel good. I'm good.
Don't yell at me. I'm new.
Long time listener, first time caller.
That's right. All right, everybody ready? Let's reveal your answers. We have hamburgers from Nick. Beers comes from Scotty. Hot dogs, also known as Scott dogs in our circle here. And hot dogs come from Brian as well. The correct answer is hot dogs. That's right. Hot dogs are a staple of July 4th celebrations across the United States. Whether grilled, boiled, or steamed, these delicious treats are enjoyed at barbecues, picnics, and competitive eating competitions, such as Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest held annually on Coney Island. It's a prime example of just how beloved this classic American food truly is. Hot dogs, Scotty. This is your jam.
I guess I was just thinking lifestyle choices, and, you know, Brian probably had 500,000 last 4th of July, so... probably makes sense
in that ballpark. Yeah,
I was thinking beer. I had beers written down as well, but then I was like, you gotta take the kid factor. You know, the kids are not drinking that, sure. So it had to be a food.
I had the beers too, but the hot dogs.
Brian, you said in that ballpark. Scott's had 150 million hot dogs in a ballpark, and the fact that he got that wrong is blasphemy.
That was one heck of a summer.
I don't think you can even order a hot dog at
if you've seen him with anger 150 noise. Million. That means he's already had 150 million.
Do you have an anger noise?
When I first thought about this question, I didn't know if I should put in the United States, you know, and I'm surprised that your brain stayed in the United States, you know.
Yeah.
Does anybody else celebrate July 4th?
I don't know. Ultimately, I don't know the answer to that.
Can't imagine England is too big on it.
Yeah.
No. Is there a July 4th in England?
Well, maybe.
They might just say it in the morning.
Yes,
just
there is.
Yeah.
Is
there? That's right. They don't omit the day, do they? Question number 8. The United States added its 50th star on July 4th, 1960. Which state joined the Union on that day? The United States added its 50th star to its flag on the 4th of July in 1960. Which state joined the Union on that day? I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that everybody thinks it's between two states. Is that accurate?
Yes. That's, for me, it is, yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just got to pick the right one.
That's the issue.
What's that?
That's the issue.
I still didn't hear you.
Year?
What year? Oh, read it again. The United States added its 50th star on July 4th, 1960. Which state joined the Union on that day?
I just flipped it. I flipped.
Did you?
Oh,
okay.
I don't know if it's a good idea.
The chatter got you going, huh?
Flip it for real?
1960.
Yeah. I flipped it for real.
1960.
Flip it for real.
I'm flipping it because, yeah, okay.
Kelly is struggling. Are we going to come down to a coin flip here for Kelly? Scotty, you have not wavered, and you have overthought just about every answer you've had this
right.
time.
Right, so decided not to.
Okay, I dig that. Kelly's chewing. You got an answer, Kelly?
I do.
Are you happy with it?
50-50.
For now. All right, let's see him, guys. All right, we got Alaska from Nick, Hawaii from Scott, Alaska from Kelly and Brian. The answer is?
Alaska.
Hawaii.
Nuh-uh.
Hawaii.
Wait.
I started with Hawaii. I took it out. I was just thinking like Pearl Harbor.
Because of Pearl Harbor, that's why I was thinking, switched.
Yeah, but it
doesn't mean it was a state.
It wasn't.
Wasn't a state.
Dang it.
Hawaii's admission to the United States.
I had Hawaii, but then I switched because I thought about Pearl Harbor. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You know.
Yeah.
Well, then why'd we care if they bombed?
We still had people there.
Hawaii's admission to the United States marked the final addition to the country's current 50-state roster. Known for its stunning landscape, rich culture, and strategic importance, Hawaii's entry into the Union was a significant moment in American history. Yeah, that's a great point, actually, Brian. And I did not associate the two events.
That's what I thought of.
That's what made me change it.
That's exactly why I did, and I knew better.
Yeah.
I'm better than this.
Did that enter your thought process at all?
No, because I was right.
And that's why you got it right.
Wow.
Can I hit the yawn button?
I love it. Yeah. All right. So that is question number 8. We are due for a score tally here.
Currently, Brian is in last with 4. Scotty and myself are tied for 2nd with 5. And Kelly is in the lead with 6.
Oh, boy.
That was my chance to pick up a point.
Coming down. If I remember correctly, Brian was in the lead with 4 the last time that we checked in.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
I think I was tied. Okay. I was doing better than I am now.
It was 4-3.
It's a rough round. 3. Okay. There you go. All right. Question number 9. Crabs and lions, oh my. What are the 2 zodiac signs that fall in July?
Wow.
Now, Nick, with a huge eye roll, being in birthday week.
Sick. One more time.
Yeah. Crabs and lions, oh my. What are the 2 zodiac signs that fall in July? Now, either you're into the, you know, astrological signs or you're not. Either you pay attention, I guess better said, you either pay attention to them or you don't, right? I'm not into them, but I do happen to have a tattoo that
I'm all about crystals, so
crystal.
More of a crystal guy.
I only know one of them.
Powered in the sun.
And I'm trying to think of all the names and
different ones.
Yeah.
These are totally just shooting blindly. I know it. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I know I'm a Taurus, but
you're right.
I don't know
anything. Yeah. Too many times we know our own and. Yeah.
Thanks for eliminating one for me.
Yeah.
Good call. My bad. Right? You're right.
And I think they are starting to, didn't they come up with like a new version and they like threw an extra one in there or rotated the dates or something weird?
No, the stars haven't moved.
Well, I'm a Taurus. I enjoy long walks on the beach. And time.
Does everybody have an answer for us? Sure. Kelly's still thinking, still chewing on it. Do you have one or you need them? You got one. We need the other one. Crabs and lions, oh my.
Gaining ground.
Are the 2
yes, you are.
Gaining ground.
That fall in July.
Scotty's full of confidence.
Everybody ready?
Yep.
Let's hear them. Looking for 2 answers. Nick's got Leo and Cancer, as does Scott. Kelly's got Leo and Capricorn. And Brian is way out in left field. I'm not even sure those are zodiac.
I have no
idea. I'm just kidding. Pisces and Aries for
Brian. I have no idea.
So the correct answer is, in fact, Cancer and Leo. Those born under the sign of Cancer are said to be nurturing and intuitive, while Leos are known for their confidence and charisma. Whether you believe in astrology or not, the traits associated with these signs add a fun layer of personality to the people born in this summer month.
So my birthday is the first day of Leo, but I've seen other astrological calendars that have Cancer still continuing
on that particular
for one
day.
More day.
Yeah.
I see.
So the last day is my birthday.
Wow.
So that's the only reason
that affected
I
affected you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What are you like some kind of hybrid now?
Yeah, he's right. Confused.
A mutant. Lion with crab claws?
Which one do you identify as?
I am a lion.
Yeah, damn right you are.
Better. I think that's Predator, actually.
He's a cat.
All right. So that brings us now to question number 10.
Just real quick,
mm-hmm.
before you read this, there's currently a 3-way tie for first.
That's beautiful.
Sorry, Brian, not including you. But Kelly, Scotty, and myself are all tied with 6.
With 6. And it all comes down to this.
As it should.
Pedals, helmets, and a race through the French countryside. What major cycling event takes place every year in July?
Better cue up that tiebreaker question.
Pedals, helmets, and a race through the French countryside. What major cycling event takes place every July?
Steroids.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that this is the only cycling event anybody knows in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody ready? There's not much thinking time needed on this.
Do it.
All right, let's reveal the answer. Sure enough, everybody has the Tour de France. The Tour de France is one of the most grueling and prestigious cycling races in the world, spanning over 3 weeks and covering approximately 2,200 miles The race tests the endurance and the skill of the world's best cyclists as they navigate the challenging terrain of France.
Of drug doping.
Of drug doping.
Yeah, blood doping. Not, blood doping. Not drug doping. Blood doping. Blood doping.
It definitely has been tainted with a lot of scandal. Certainly not, you know, not escaping the United States culture.
Well, I'd like to counter with my own trivia. Name two cyclists.
Yeah, no, forget it.
Greg LeMond, Lance Armstrong.
Was it Greg LeMond a diver?
No, that's Greg Louganis.
Oh, you're right. That's
I'm immediately thinking of American Flyer.
Right. It's a good movie.
Radio Flyer. Radio Flyer.
Oh, American Flyer.
Yeah.
Which one's American Flyer?
Radio Flyer is the wagon.
Yeah, I remember that one.
American Flyer is a good movie.
I don't remember that one.
Yep.
Isn't Radio Flyer the geese? Didn't she build like
1979?
It's just a wagon.
That old? I thought it was early.
It's a red wagon.
Oh, it is.
You know better than I would.
Elijah Wood is in it.
I like that movie. I remember as a kid. I loved it.
It's a good bicycling movie. Maybe one of the best and the only one I know.
It's your personal favorite, isn't it?
I like American Flyer.
Well, very good. We have reached the end of our 10-round trivia event. Nicholas, reveal the stats.
We have a 3-way tie for first.
Oh, boy.
Myself, Scott, and Kelly all have 7. Brian, not too far behind with 5.
So close. All right, we have to go to a tie-breaking question. All right, Brian, you're welcome to play along. Of course, you won't have the ability to win at this point. This is a question we are looking for the closest answer. It does not matter if you go over. This is not Price is Right rules. I find that to be annoying. As is well documented amongst this group.
Hate that Bob Barker.
Ready?
Yeah.
How many minutes are there in a non-leap year? You will not have an infinite amount of time to think about it.
Wow. Minutes?
How many minutes are in a non-leap year?
I'm kind of glad I lost now.
Yeah.
I got to think about it.
You don't want to play along?
Because that's crazy to think about.
Yeah. We're going to put about a 30-second clock on this so we can't fully math it all the way out. How many minutes are there in a non-leap year? That's a lot of quick math. We're down to about 15 seconds. Might want
to
write.
I just lost my ability to do math all of a sudden.
3 seconds. And pens down. Well, get your answer on the board.
I started doing the math, and then for some reason, I wasn't able to do math anymore.
I'm surprised you guys don't know this.
Yeah. Come on. Brian had this locked up. All right. Are we ready? Nick, what do you got?
I went with 6,000.
6,000. Scotty?
I went way higher.
Is that 283,240?
Oh. Yeah.
Kelly?
1,000,000.
1,000,000.
I meant to go, what does it matter?
The correct answer is 525,600, which brings the doctor to our championship today.
Just looking at it, 600,000 was what I was supposed to write.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes a little bit more sense then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you were thinking of rent.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, I should have thought of rent.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. You get to lord over your fellow trivia nights for the next week.
Congrats, Scotty.
For a guess.
Well, good. It's birthday week. Yeah. I mean, I'm used to getting gifts and prizes, wins.
Yeah. I should have went with rent in my head.
I should have went.
It's in the song.
Is that the right answer?
It's like, 525,600 minutes or something like that.
Minutes?
Yeah.
Well, that's the right answer. You should have thought of rent.
I should have.
Kelly should have thought of rent. It was his idea.
Dang it.
No good, huh?
We'll fix that in post.
Yeah. Again, congratulations. Let's go ahead and dive into our bonus question. So unclench here a little bit. This is a more casual type of question. Simply put, what is your favorite month?
I'm October.
October all the way. Fall.
Tell me more.
The time. So the weather in October, fantastic.
Foliage.
Yes.
Chili, even though you can eat chili in the summertime.
Yeah, for crazy.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Psychos do that.
I'm worried about a serial
killing. The temperature, like I said, the foliage, the trees turning, and
Wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball. The fall classic.
The fall classic.
Hoodies.
Yeah, hoodies.
You can't script October.
Driveway fires.
Well, yes. I haven't said anything yet.
No. Fire pits.
So
World Series baseball.
Growing up, I remember October being everything you just said.
Yes.
However, in recent years, it seems to me October's still pretty warm. So my favorite month is November. It's a little chillier. You still get the foliage still for the beginning of the
Thanksgiving.
Month. Thanksgiving. So I'm a November guy.
Yeah. I love a hoodie and shorts.
But I feel like October now, there's days in October that are 80, 85.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not fall to me. I like November because it's chillier.
I mean, like Nick said, the fall classic.
I love that Saturday of every October.
That does it right there.
I mean, we've had 80-plus degree hot days where we needed shade.
That's what I'm saying.
And we've had...
November doesn't
really
happen.
Chilly days.
That's never happened in November. And that's what I'm saying. I like November. We got the guys trip in November.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
That is a new tradition that it definitely gives a hard nod.
It'll have a little more weight in a few years, probably, but you know.
Yeah. October has Scotty's Halloween party, annual tradition.
It's unanimous.
It's unanimous. I don't know. We haven't heard from Scotty yet.
I don't want to just say October. I do love the fall favorite time of year, but. I'll go December. Unlike I know some people at this table, I like Christmas.
Yeah, he loves Jesus.
Talking about me. I hate Christmas.
I know. Yeah, you don't. You're not a fan.
Yeah.
You don't like all the overhype. I like Christmas movies. I like Christmas music. I listen to Christmas music all through December. And at the end of the month, I get together with college friends. And that we've been doing that for like 20 years now.
We refer to those as the others.
The others.
Yeah.
So... something to look forward to every year.
Yeah.
Sure. So I'm going December.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And yeah, for holiday enthusiasts, December is the cream of the crop, right?
Yeah. There's not no wrong answer for this.
Not my
Brian's answer was pretty wrong, but other than that, there's no wrong answer for this.
Actually, Brian, I'm going to ride with you.
You are going November.
October, when I think of fall, I think of crisp, cool weather. Foliage, all that. October doesn't have that around here anymore. Until the end of the month, it's warm. It's like it's not hoodie weather. It's shorts and t-shirts day and night for the most part. That's why I don't like it.
You're gonna go with the guy in last place
For this particular. he was the smartest in the post.
I like the cooler weather.
Yeah, cooler weather. Thanksgiving football. Yep. You know, yep. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Okay.
Food, family, football.
Yeah. They play football in October.
Yes, they do. They do play.
And December.
That's true. But you can't eat a turkey leg. Well, you can, actually.
Yeah.
But not on a Thursday. Some Thursdays, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I like November, and largely for the same reason that Brian said. October still has its warm months. I've really grown intolerant of humidity and heat.
Yeah.
I understand.
So. That's it for today's episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and keep those bellies laughing.